World leaders have expressed concern and called for restraint after India launched airstrikes on Pakistan early Wednesday in response to last month's deadly attack on tourists in Kashmir. The strikes mark a sharp escalation in tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors. Pakistan reported 8 fatalities and vowed retaliation. The international community reacted swiftly to the developments, urging both nations to avoid further escalation and prioritize dialogue. U.S. President Donald Trump. Speaking at the White House, President Donald Trump described India's strikes as a shame and urged a quick end to the hostilities. "They've been fighting for many, many decades and centuries. Actually, if you really think about it, I just hope it ends very quickly," Trump said. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Secretary of State Marco Rubio echoed Trump's remarks on social media. "I am monitoring the situation between India and Pakistan closely. I echo at POTUS's comments earlier today that this hopefully ends quickly and will continue to engage both Indian and Pakistani leadership towards a peaceful resolution." United Nations Secretary General. A spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he is very concerned about India's military actions across the line of control. The Secretary General calls for maximum military restraint from both countries. "The world cannot afford a military confrontation between India and Pakistan," the statement said. Japan. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi strongly condemned the April 22 Kashmir attack. "We express strong concern that this situation may escalate into a full-scale military conflict," he said, urging both nations to pursue stability through dialogue. United Arab Emirates. UAE Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan called for restraint and de-escalation. "Diplomacy and dialogue remain the most effective means of peacefully resolving crises," the UAE government said in a statement. France. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot acknowledged India's right to self-defense, but warned against further escalation. "We call on both India and Pakistan to exercise restraint and to protect civilians," he said on TF1 television. China. China's foreign ministry called India's actions regrettable and urged both sides to act in the interest of regional peace, remain calm, exercise restraint, and refrain from taking actions that may further complicate the situation, the spokesperson said. Russia. Russia's foreign ministry said it is deeply concerned and urged both countries to avoid further escalation. "We call on both India and Pakistan to show restraint," a statement from Moscow read. Israel. Israel's ambassador to India, Reuven Azar, backed India's right to self-defense. "Terrorists should know there's no place to hide from their heinous crimes against the innocent," he stated.